down to the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Hello. This is a Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. We're calling these shortcasts, right? Little new term for just stuff that you need to know about the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. A lot of handy information here with these right here on the Listener app.
Yeah, some of these in this particular shortcast are more like, now sit down, everybody. I'm going to explain to you some of the rules before you come to the sky shark.
Well, I mean, some of the generic ones like bring sunscreen, bring a hat, you know, that sort of stuff. Stay hydrated. You know all that.
You should know that by now. We live in Australia, for goodness sake.
Yeah, so take that in your stride. Try and provide some sun protection for yourself because you can. But Maddie, people need to know things like, if I want to have a responsible drink on the day, where can I go? Because you can't just go drinking along the river willy-nilly.
Well, let me just start. If you want to have an irresponsible drink, don't come down. Right? But there will be places. There's going to be sort of limited barbecue picnic zones where people are allowed to bring down a bottle of wine or a six-pack, that kind of thing. And where are they?
Yeah, City of Perth, Langley Park Reserve. So that's the place bounded by Terrace Road, Plain Street and Victoria Avenue. So it's basically extending to the Swan River foreshore directly opposite Langley Park. So if you just think to yourself, Langley Park and anywhere that's really close to like the best seats in the house for the Skyworks, just don't do it, right? Essentially. Also, Kings Park and Botanic Garden. All right, so those are the places where you're going to have those BYO picnic zones, but do it responsibly, and that from 6:30 in the evening till 8:45, by the way, those designated times for that information as well.
Thank you, Pete, for having my back on those the whereabouts of those picnic zones.
You're very welcome.
Now, there are some things you should leave at home. And they're basically don't bring your own fireworks.
Kids. No. Yeah.
No sparklers, no open flames and flares and barbecues. Sparklers. Yeah, we've got that covered.
And no drones.
Yeah.
Because people love a drone these days. Actually, there was a football match in England just yesterday that they stopped because some random drone was flying on the over the ground.
Dangerous.
No drones.
So interesting, Matt.
Hey, cool story, bro.
Yeah. It had relevance.
Now, there are going to be a lot of people there, and it is going to be a relatively warm day, top of 31.
Yeah.
So probably good idea to take note of first aid and lost children sites as well.
Sure.
There are a number of first aid stations located around the foreshore on Langley Park, Supreme Court Gardens, Kings Park, Matilda Bay, and Sir James Mitchell Park. Make sure that when you get there, just take note of the nearest first aid station, and if required, there's event or security staff around. They will have directions for you. There's also 5 lost child points within the 2022 City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks event areas, and they're staffed by the Constable Care Child Safety Foundation people. Mm-hmm. All right, so just look out for those.
I wish they had that at like music festivals. All the times I've lost my friends,
yeah,
I thought, just go to the lost child tent. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Just a safe zone.
Be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And there'll be plenty of people very visible that you can ask for help, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Now, also, can I mention too, dogs, the doggos. Because lots of people, your dogs will suffer on the Skyworks night because they don't like the sound of fireworks, can make them a little bit restless and uncomfortable. And so we got some information from the RSPCA so that they're not distressed and some tips that will help you out. If you are going to be away, then bring the dog inside if you can because they'll feel a bit safer in there. And it's a good idea to take them out for active exercise an hour or so before the Skyworks because if you knacker them out, make them really tired and then bring them back, then give them a good meal, they'll sleep easier. They'll be a bit less anxious and a bit more comfortable at home. And they're saying, consider the garage or try and block the view of the fireworks if you need to. And I know it's not easy when you've got to keep your dogs indoors if they're not normally an indoor dog.
Yes.
But it's about keeping them safe. And something that people might not think of, don't tie them up.
No.
Because some people might, to keep them safe, think, oh, well, I'll tie the dog in case it's a jumper or a runner or, tie it up to something. But dogs can really hurt themselves when they're anxious and they're attached to leads and anything could happen. So they recommend you don't do that.
Well, particularly around the neck.
Yes.
Any of those kind of collars, do not be attaching them to anything.
No.
So there you go, a whole heap of handy info, and this being a podcast, you can listen to it as many times as you need to. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5 for the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks.
Mix 94.5 is proud to be a part of this year's City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. And to make it a COVID-safe event, there's a few things to keep in mind. All people aged 16 and above will need to be double vaccinated to attend. Be ready to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a medical exemption. Use the WA Government Service WA app to check in, with QR codes located around the event and manual registers available. If you're unwell, stay home. At the event, practice physical distancing where possible. Wear a mask when you can't and use the hand sanitizer provided. For more details on Skyworks and COVID-19 safety, head to visitperth.com.au.